WIRX.
Man.
That's pretty funny.
Good morning. It is the Bong Brothers, Brock and Hunter.
Good morning.
And it is a very special day. Obviously, because, you know, weed's legal. But also because it is the kickoff.
Absolutely.
To probably the greatest time of year. Coaches. 12 beers Woo! Of Christmas. It's the 12 beers of Christmas and coaches came to me.
Now we get to hear Brock sing for the next
all
12 days.
Year long. Jess, awesome. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. And more importantly, it feels like it's been like a year since we've done this.
Mm. I know.
It has been a year, right?
Can you believe it?
I know. It. Every year, like that, goes by.
This is our fifth year
is
of
it
doing
really?
12 beers of Christmas.
Oh, my God.
And
big 5-0 or 5?
5. Just
I'm gonna
5.
Get this. 5 something or other. So 5 years, and are we just going to have the greatest 5-year anniversary of Coach's 12 Beers of Christmas?
I would like to think so.
Awesome. I love it. So if people that don't know, if you've been living under a rock or haven't been paying attention for some reason, Coaches does this great thing where for 12 days, the build up to the holidays, we do 12 beer pairings, unique beer pairings.
Yes.
Some stuff that is made specifically for this, stuff that's only made once a year.
Yes.
As well as, obviously, if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, Coach's food, which is to die for. You guys like to pair it with the drinks.
Yes.
And make this awesome little combination. So, with that said, let's kick it off. We got our first day. What do we got?
So, this I'm super excited about. This is the first year. So, in the 5 years that we've been doing this,
yep.
I've never duplicated a beer. Breweries, yes, obviously. We've done
no
some
kidding.
Of the same. 5 years, so that's whatever 12 times 5 is. I don't know.
Okay, we're
60.
Math.
It's the first day weed's legal.
65.
You think we're going to figure it out today? Come on now.
So we have never duplicated a beer. However,
yep.
This is the first year that we're going to feature two beers from the same brewery.
Okay.
We're start and end with it. So I'm super excited. This is Bell's Uberon.
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 Okay, like, now explain what the Uberon is, because that's a different name.
So Uberon is a whiskey barrel-aged Oberon.
Okay.
And it is delicious.
Wait, where did they get the whiskey barrels to do this amazing concoction?
So they're actually Traverse City whiskey barrels.
No
so
kidding.
From the Traverse City Whiskey Company.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
So it's different from a bourbon barrel.
Yeah.
It has a little, the whiskey lends a little bit more of a fruity note to it.
Okay.
A little more candy versus woody.
Gotcha.
It does still have some of those characteristics, but the Oberon definitely comes through.
Mm-hmm.
It just has a really nice warming kick to it.
It smells delicious. Mm.
I was unsure of what to think, but it's really good.
That is so good. That is so good. Smooth finish, and you're right, it comes through fine. It's not like you're taking a shot of whiskey or anything.
No,
like
not
that.
By
no,
any means. Sometimes bourbon barrel-aged beers can be very heavy on the bourbon. This is just a really nice...
Dude.
John is kind of the, I guess you would say, the connoisseur of this. And what do you think, John? Do you like it?
Yeah, put John on.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on. Come on. That's amazing. That's really, really good.
Isn't that good?
That's the first time I've ever had that. I mean, I'm an Oberon...
fanatic.
I'm an Oberon-aholic.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. You have
I'm
a problem.
Scouring Southwest Michigan to find the last yeah. few... I did find in a gas station south of Bridgeman a 12-pack of Oberon last
yes.
night.
Yes.
So here and there, you run around and you see the orange and the blue in the cooler. You just grab it. Whatever it is, you grab
to.
It.
You got
but,
to.
This is amazing. I've never had
that's
that
awesome.
Before. So, Jess, this is not available like in stores. You can't go in somewhere and say, give me a 6-pack of Uberon, right?
No.
So this is something extremely rare, very limited edition that people can get their hands on.
Yes.
At Coaches.
Yes.
So, and once it's gone, it's gone.
I didn't even know this existed until somebody said, hey, would you like this? And
yeah.
I'm like, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You dummy. Did you call him a dummy and say, yeah, you dummy? Bring it over here.
Well, no,
you dumbass.
I was a little bit nicer than that.
That's good. I need to really stress the fact, folks, that all of these beers that we have are limited edition. Once they're gone, they're gone. It's not
exactly.
like you guys are bringing in extra kegs or, oh, no, we'll do another. No. This is for
nope.
the 12 beers. And once they're gone, they're gone. And this is going to go fast.
No, this is
I agree.
This is going to be gone today.
It's going to be gone today?
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
It is 9.3, so,
it's gonna
I
be
mean,
gone today.
Let's share the love here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drinking half.
Love I can, and drink responsibly.
I can taste it.
Running a 9.3.
Whiskey barrels.
Oh yeah.
God.
I love it. So people can come out today and get that. The keg is tapped and they can get this Uber on today.
At 11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock. There's going to be people at the door. Now, food-wise, do you guys have a food pairing for this? Or is it just go with everything?
Food special. You have a food special list, right?
Yeah.
Is that what
you
know? So what I paired this with today is the day we are launching our holiday menu. So
ooh,
we have some really awesome features that we're going to be featuring throughout the holiday season. We have a really awesome New York strip steak dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Comes with a herbed compound butter, veggie baked potato side salad. That's 12-ounce steak. It's absolutely delicious.
Fantastic.
This is the first time we are doing filet mignon.
Oh,
we're doing a filet mignon with grilled mushrooms and onions and red wine demi-glaze. That's also baked potato, veggie, and side salad. And then we also have a really nice salmon dish. It's a sesame encrusted salmon. It's a marinated salmon filet with a tuxedo sesame seeds on Asian slaw with crispy wonton strips and veggies. That is fantastic. They're all to die for. So we really...
I just got aroused hearing that.
We really put out some really special things for this holiday season.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, here's what's great is maybe you got a date night. You want to take the significant... Perfect night. You get an awesome meal. You get to try some limited edition beer pairings. Oh, my God. Get your butts out to Coaches. It's 12 Beers of Christmas. Again, if anybody wants to find anything out, you can go to WIRX.com, find Coaches, and really just get out there and make... Go every 12 day.
Well, yes.
What did I just say? Every 12 day.
You want to go all 12 days because there is an incentive for you to come out and try these beers. So every time you come in and you drink one of the 12 beers of Christmas, we're going to hand you an entry form.
Yes.
And you get entered to win this awesome giant stocking that we put together at our 12 Beers of Christmas party.
That's right. And that stocking, it's not full of like those chocolate oranges that grandma used to give you.
You remember those?
No, this is the greatest stocking filled with the greatest stuff ever.
All sorts of beer swag.
Yeah.
So every time you come in and have one of the 12 Beers of Christmas, you get another entry.
Awesome.
And then when we do the 12 Beers of Christmas party, obviously anybody can enter.
Yep.
But the more times you come in and drink a 12 Beer of Christmas, the more chances you have to win that awesome stocking.
Increase your odds.
Absolutely. Yes.
Don't be a dummy.
And come try some really unique... Super limited beer.
Absolutely. And great food pairings. Well, like I said, I am so excited that it is that time of year again. 12 Beers of Christmas at Coaches.
You know, Jess, this is going to be gone today. And after today, you know you're going to have to get more of it because
I can't.
People are going to be all over this.
Too bad I can't.
So there
what
you go.
What if this is like the only year they do it? We're going to be like 80 years old. Remember that time at Coaches?
So
they had
what
that
I
Uber
saw.
On. Where they had the
I,
Uber on.
So I got this barrel this year.
I'm going
year.
Down there tonight to drink some with people I like.
I guess we're going to be there.
Damn it.
He loves us.
He loves us.
I got this barrel this year.
Yeah.
But the information that I found from Bell's website says this was first brewed in the mid-2000s, then again in 2012, and then again in 2017.
Awesome.
So I don't know if this is a 2017 vintage or if they brewed it again in 2018. Even if they brewed it again in 2018, that'd be the fourth time that they've ever done this.
That's amazing. Well, get your butts out there, for God's sakes. It's 12 Beers of Christmas at Coaches. They got giveaways. They got great specials going on, so go check them out. And if you miss anything, WIRX.com. I'll let you add something.
Yes, I do have something.
Sorry, go ahead.
I do have something unrelated to that. So as I teased before, we have two beers from the same brewery within the 12 Beers of Christmas. So we are going to end with something even more exclusive from Bell's on the 21st.
Oh.
So I just want to kind of tease that in there.
Oh, my God. It just gets better and better.
Something
All right.
that isn't even released to the public yet.
Well, it's the greatest time of year, 12 Beers of Christmas. Jess, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Thank you for having
me. Get out to Coaches and get in on the festivities for the 12 Beers of Christmas. All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smart.